Redhead. Koshka lived in Jellycan, a country ruled by a mad mountain, Big Red Head. The mountain made strange laws, such as ordering his picture to appear on stamps, cards, and mugs. Koshka even had a t-shirt with Big Red Head on it. One day, Big Red Head called everyone to his home in far-off Bexley Lane. He had an important announcement to make.
From today, there are two new laws, he boomed. Disobey them, and I'll destroy Jellycan with a mighty earthquake. First, no one is to visit me. Second, no one is ever to mention my name. Now go away, he thundered.
Later, as Koshka's great-aunt F brewed her foul tea, she whispered, That mountain's mad. I must do something. So she ran into the street and sang, There's a mountain called Big Red Head, an awful sight, the ex-queen once said. Chipped white teeth, a spiky mane. He's on view at Bexley Lane. The gathering crowd stared in horror as a great rumble shook the town. You idle tea drinker, cried the crowd. You will have us all destroyed. But only Aunt Ev's house crashed down.
Next time, boomed a deep voice. I'll flatten the whole of Jellycan.
Aunt F was furious. Help me dig my car out of this rubble, Koshka. We're going to visit this mad mountain. Where to, Aunt? Said Koshka. Bexley Lane, of course, she cried. I've packed the tea and my duvet. Drive on! Koshka felt excited as they sped towards Bexley Lane. What do you plan to do to... Well, you know who, Aunt, he whispered nervously. Ah! Think about that when we get there, chuckled his great aunt. Suddenly, the engine spluttered. The car shuddered and stopped. Koshka looked at the fuel gauge. Oh no, Aunt! We've run out of petrol. I'll brew some tea. This is no time for your foul tea, moaned Koshka. Aunt F soon had the tea ready. Into the petrol tank with it, Koshka! What? He said, but he did as he was told. Koshka started the car and it roared into life. Drive on! Chuckled his great aunt F, and off they sped. Koshka was driving very fast across a bridge spanning a deep gorge. Slow down, muttered Aunt F. I think Big Red Head has broken the bridge. We'll never stop, howled Koshka as his foot pumped the brakes. Help! Whoosh! The car plunged over the edge and Koshka stared in disbelief as his great Aunt F calmly unpacked the tea and her duvet.